It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Hopefully you having a good day. And I want to start this off real quick. I think I'm becoming a fan of just bad PBP calls, man.
Oh, really?
I like
everybody's a fan of that.
Yeah, I just like to me. I know people was complaining about Al Michaels last year. I didn't really hear that complaint this year as much, but last year for sure. Mm-hmm. You got Bob Costas in the playoffs. A lot of the dry calls, and our next victim is somebody I actually enjoy a lot, but Gus Johnson.
Oh yeah.
He had a poor call. I don't know.
It feels impossible because just Gus Johnson always feels like he is just over the top.
Oh, yeah, you think?
Oh, it's very. I can't wait to hear for y'all to hear this one because I couldn't believe it, man. I'm like, dang, do we have a, is he part of the coaching staff for Purdue or something? Like, what in the world is going on? Am I listening to the Purdue call?
Yeah.
The radio call for Purdue? But this was Ohio State and Purdue. And Ohio State just kind of ran through them. Mm-hmm. This was a fumble recovery turned into a touchdown. And this is how that call sound, courtesy of Gus Johnson.
First down to the 25 for Purdue. And a fumble on the play. Ohio State is there. They pick it up and run it in for a touchdown. Jack Sawyer. Tough day for the Broilers. Tough season for the Broilers.
It sounded like a golf call, man.
It sounded like what Al Michaels was doing last year.
It was not that bad.
It wasn't that good.
Wait. The play, Ohio State is there. They pick it up and run it in for a touchdown. Jack Sawyer.
Why was he so sad?
He couldn't
right
even
there.
Fake the funk in that moment.
No, he could not. And that, keep in mind, that's Gus Johnson.
Yes.
That's Mr. Hollywood. Right. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right. So this fumble return touchdown happens in the third quarter, right?
It was already, I want to say it was like 31-0 already.
Yeah. That made it 38-0.
Yeah.
And so, look, man, the game is gone, first and foremost. I don't even know at that point he needs to, like, if he could sell what's happening here. And you know what might be happening? That man might have been ready to get out there.
He got
and go,
1 foot out the door.
Yeah, he was ready to go get him. To get him a drink.
Hey, he probably was kind of, I don't want to say pissed, but he probably like, man, I got to call this game. Purdue suck.
Yeah.
They ain't having a good season.
You know what?
It's going to be a blowout.
Shouldn't do it. I don't care. Shouldn't do it.
No, that's fair.
And by the way, he's also from Detroit, so.
Ah, okay, okay.
Might be a little Michigan,
but he had a little jelly.
Yeah, but then you'd be excited about Purdue getting stunned on, right? Or I guess Ohio State. That's fair.
But yeah. he had some okay calls earlier that game.
Yeah,
where he was just like Jeremiah Smith touchdown.
Yeah, I don't think Gus doesn't really be. He doesn't seem like he doesn't dial it up for Ohio State. You know, because he did that Maserati Marv. He leans into it.
Yeah.
I feel like he's
for some reason. I don't know what was going on, but
and a fumble on the play. Ohio State is there. They pick it up and run it in for a touchdown.
Okay,
Jack
Al.
Sawyer.
Okay, Al.
My man was done.
He was out.
Like, he could at least been like, fumble, another fumble or something. He was just totally out of it.
We have insight from our gambling expert here at Sports Radio 610. He hosts the host of Payne and Pendergast, mm-hmm. Sean Pendergast himself, texted in that the spread was 37.5 So maybe.
Oh, that's it then.
That's exactly what it
is. Yeah. Maybe that's when it crossed the threshold. Ding.
Which is, again, a lot like Al Michaels.
That might have been when it crossed the threshold into not making money.
I think now we know what they have in common.
So he was disappointed. Yeah. He was disappointed. Or maybe he was disappointed in the Boilermakers, yeah. Disappointed in Ohio State for messing up the ticket. I don't know.
God dog it.
There goes that girl.
Speaking of college football, Kerb Herbstreit, we talked about it last week. He lost his dog Ben, and I think he battling cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really emotional on Saturday on the set.
Oh, with Ben,
yeah.
Oh, great tribute they did.
Yeah, it was a wonderful tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I know how it feels to lose a dog. Lopez know how it feels to lose a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And Pimp C, rest in peace to Pimp C. But I think he got some good advice for Kerb Herbstreit when it comes to dogs or even getting like a pet like that.
Hey, man, you know what, man? F*** a pet, man. You know why I'm making them hoes die, man, and I be sad to the motherfucker. Hell no, man. I'm going to give me some fish. I got a fish tank in my new house. I'm finna get some fish. You know what I'm talking about? Because, hey, man, I can't tell you, man. My motherfucking dog died, and I be sad to the motherfucker.
He not wrong.
Yeah. Hey, that's the first person I thought about. Every time somebody dog pass away and it's like a big deal, that's the first person I think about. I'm like, man, I ain't getting no more dogs, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some fish.
Some fish.
I'm going to get some fish.
Fish don't be tearing you up when they go, man. You just get you some more fish.
Yeah, but would you wouldn't trade it for the world, would you, Figgy?
I wouldn't, but see,
one would.
But see, the thing is, like, it's cool to have that pet, but when it, you know, it's gonna pass away.
Exactly.
But that's life, and man. That, like, yeah. Good things aren't forever.
Yeah, but dogs don't live. That's their one flaw. They only have one flaw. That's it. They only have one.
Yeah,
The dogs only have one flaw. Everything else is perfect.
That's the tough part.
Not you having to pick up. Anyways.
No. Yeah. They feel bad about it.
And see, right now I'm
still.
Yeah.
And see, right now, you know, I'm holding Jackson hostage right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm fine with that. But if it wasn't for that, man, I'm like, man, I don't want to go through another dog death, man.
Oh, it hurts, man.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I could. Like, if the little girl decided to take Jackson,
mm-hmm.
I will probably never look at another dog, man.
Yeah, you got.
I can't go through that death again, man. That was tough.
Yeah, you got to heed the advice of Chad Butler.
Yeah.
The late Chad Butler.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some fish.
Man. Get you some fish. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So we got a new Christmas movie coming up, man.
And oh, is this the one that's being advertised right now?
Yeah, this is based on a true story, and this story is still going on because this couple is still together. So I'm gonna play the trailer for you, and I want y'all to guess to see who they could be talking about.
You should ask her out.
Like, I would have a chance with her. I'm Drew. They're big fans.
Am I supposed to know who he is?
He's the best receiver in the world.
Get his number.
It's her! It's her!
I want to see you again.
Dinner in a movie.
Like regular people.
Like regular people, huh?
Don't screw this up.
I promise not to fall in love with you.
And I promise not to fall in love with you.
The more I'm with you, the more I really like you.
I'm just with you for your fantastic body.
I know we're trying to keep this a secret, but I don't know if I can keep this up.
It was nice to feel like a normal girl dating a normal guy. Neither of you are normal.
I don't care who's watching. A million people or nobody. Are we doing this?
Let's freaking go.
Let's freaking go!
Christmas in the Spotlight. Premieres Saturday, November 23rd at 8. Part of It's a Wonderful Lifetime.
Oh, a Lifetime movie. I was about to say, I was like, who? What entity was like, you know what we got to do? Make the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift movie.
Yeah. Exactly, man. So they pretty much doing the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift Christmas movie.
Well, that's the right demographic. Because I was wondering, I was like, who is doing this? Is this like a Tubi movie? But I was like, who on Tubi watching this?
It'll be on Hallmark in an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. It'll start on Lifetime. It'll rerun on Hallmark.
It's 100%. Not even good enough for Lifetime.
Yeah. Well,
by the way, I just read it's Hallmark movie season.
It is, man.
Is Jan a Hallmark movie person?
She's really not that bad.
Well, then you're good. You're good in the house.
It'll be on, and my daughter, when she comes, I'm like,
oh, so your daughter is. That's tough.
Gosh.
Yeah. Are you watching this? Do you plan on watching this?
Hell no, but it's going to be on. I'll be walking through the room with covering one side of my face so I don't have to look at it.
You should watch it and give a review on it.
I can give the review right now.
See how accurate it is, though.
Big city girl takes over this antique shop, a bookstore. A big city girl takes over a bookstore in a small town.
It's actually a bakery. It's a bakery, actually.
And there's the repairman who has to do some upgrades the shop.
He's actually a plumber.
Boy, he's got that flannel shirt and really down to earth. And all of a sudden, they hate each other. And they don't even talk to each other. And then all of a sudden, they get back and they realize that, there's a little fire here. All of a sudden, I got to move back to the city. No, you don't.
After 3 days.
Movie, yeah,
and then shifted the whole life.
There's your review.
Hey, man, you got to review this one.
I just did
this.
I just
this one different because she's a sing. She's a bit time singer, and he's a bit time football player.
Yeah.
So we got to see if it's accurate or not.
The problem with reviewing that is I would have to watch it.
Oh, you're gonna watch it? You just said it. It's gonna be on. I think that they're like when you look at the Venn diagram of listeners to sports talk radio. And folks that will actually watch that Lifetime film willingly, I'll add that caveat. 3%, over under 3% is where I was going with. Because I just feel like a lot of sports talk fans are just sick of this.
Yeah,
they're sick of that particular relationship, even though like it ends up being one of those ones that continually is put on TV.
Yeah.
A lot of people just seem sick of it. And I feel like the people that were just like, it's fine, it doesn't matter, I'm here to watch football, they're not going to go seek out other media about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's kind of interesting that they actually making a movie out of this a little bit. Like, I get a kick out. To me, one of my favorite shows is Law & Order.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever something juicy or something, some type of legal stuff happen in real life, I'll be hoping Law & Order just make an episode. I'm waiting on the Deshaun Watson.
Law & Order episode?
Case. Yeah, I'm waiting on the Deshaun Watson Law & Order case.
And then the little disclaimer that any resemblance that it may share to something in real life is completely coincidence. No, it's not. You know what you're doing, Law & Order. I see you, Dick Wolf.
I'm waiting on that episode.
Is Dick
Wolf
still with us?
He is.
I was like, I know that.
Still making shows, too.
Yeah.
But I'm just waiting on that Law & Order episode where this star football player get accused of 25 different women, and I'm just waiting on that episode.
Oh, and by the way, the big city girl ends up moving back to the small town.
Was gonna tear me up if I didn't know what the end was.
Come on, man, you just spoiled it for me, man.
I spoiled every Hallmark movie.
Oh man, come on, man, you just lost the list.
Oh man, look at the folks on the text line from the 346. My mother-in-law, sister-in-law, wife, and wife's grandma. They record them and watch it. Oh my god,
that's even worse.
Oh no.
Hey, look, I understand if you have it on in the background during the Christmas times and nobody watching it or something, but grandma or something, but nah, man, you can't record it and go back to it, man.
The 346 got a good point. As soon as you see that Hallmark logo in the corner, turn around. Turn around.
Don't drown.
Wait, is that also because if you watch a little bit, you're going to get hooked? Is that what you're talking about there?
I think that is. Because
you'll just be curious. What's happening
even
here?
Even though Lopez spoiled it, you do kind of wait to see how it ends. And it's just like, that's the same ending. And like, all right, this was ridiculous.
Yeah, why was I here?
Yeah.
Is there another storyline in the NFL of late that you would actually want to see made into a movie as opposed to like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
Bill Belichick and his new girl? Now that's a Hallmark movie.
Nah, that's like Hitch, isn't it? Like, what are we doing there? Like,
That might be pay per view.
That might be Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah,
right.
All right, I'm gonna get you out of here on this. So, are y'all familiar with the term like that?
Yeah.
How people just be like,
They're not like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Or sort of. So we kind of use that term in a different way. Like, I don't know I'm like that.
Yeah.
I want to see if you kind of understand this term or if you even use this term. So this is Tony Rock, who was Chris Rock's brother. He kind of gave a funny explanation on the term like that and how black folks use it.
Okay.
This is the blackest in the world, like that. Like that is the barometer that all black people judge other black people by. Like that. And everybody not like that. White people like what? Everybody not like that. Sometimes you know a dude, but you don't know him like that. You might even f*** with a dude. You like, I f*** with him, but I don't f*** with him like that. Every black person here right now, that made perfect sense. Every white person, like what?
Do that make sense to everybody?
Of course. Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. Like Tony Rock doing his thing. I appreciate. I saw that clip. I think yesterday. Funny enough. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the humor. It does. It is kind of like harkening back a little bit. I feel like the comedy sphere has moved a little bit away from black people do this, white people do that. But I appreciate it. It was a nice little nostalgic kind of comedic bit.
Tony Rock is one of those underrated comedians.
Absolutely.
And underappreciated because obviously people go to his brother Chris Rock.
But right.
Look, Tony Rock get it out the mud, man.
Yeah. He's been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
The brothers of comedians are always an interesting space because, like, obviously, rest in peace to Charlie Murphy.
Charlie.
Well, I guess Charlie, that he had some funny stuff just in a different space than obviously Eddie.
Yeah, so salute to Tony Rock, man. So I heard that, I'm like, dang, is this
universal? Do we all kind of understand it?
Do we understand that term like that?
Like that.
713 said Hallmark movies are why you need a TV in the bedroom. God forbid. And Fig, actually, this is one that helps you out. 832, they already did an episode on Law & Order very similar to Deshaun's case. Honestly, at this point, with as many seasons of Law & Order as there are out there, I wouldn't be surprised.
They probably had an episode like that before Deshaun Watson got in that mess.
Yeah, probably did.
They foretold the legend of
2016, they had an episode like that.
281, Kirk Cousins, how you like that?
Yeah. Oh, that's a different one.
That's definitely different. I don't think he meant that in the exact same way.
There you go.
Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas to drive. But before we get there, just how much do you get from the possible return of Nico Collins to this offense? We'll talk about it next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.